Buenos días y bienvenidos, hermanos and hermanas in Jesucristo. What that means is good morning and welcome, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. I hope I said it correctly. I'm sure there's a couple in here that know I stumble a little bit with Spanish a lot. We did learn a lot of Spanish there. You kind of had to, and in the pictures we'll share later on, one of the very first ones, all of us are going like this because they would talk, and the children would talk, and they didn't understand that we didn't understand. So it's kind of cute to see a couple of the pictures where all of us are like, okay. It feels very good to be back home. We really enjoy Escalon Presbyterian Church, and we were really far away. You could feel that. Our short-term mission experience was both fulfilling and it was challenging. But one of the most comforting thoughts, I think, that we all shared throughout the week was that we just kept very close to our heart that even though we were very far from you and our family, we were very close to Christ. It's really funny, but since I was about 6 years old, I've loved teeth, which is goofy to say, but I love teeth. And I worked for a dentist for many years and finally gave that up just from the insurance problems and things that wasn't fulfilling to me anymore. So when we planned this mission trip, it never crossed my mind I would be doing teeth. But in La Gomera, it wasn't a dental office, believe me. We had tarps and sheets as walls. We had not even wood, but actually branches that built the roof over our head. That was a really amazing thing, that it was just branches. Some of them were actually living trees in the ground, and they were the walls. It was really cool. I worked with Florentine during a few days. The first day, Samantha was nice enough to mention I was sick. So I stayed home, and it was really funny. In the afternoon, I felt a little better, so I hung out with the cleaners of the hotel and actually shared with them that that's what I do here. So we actually had a bond, you know, sweeping floors and cleaning bathrooms, and that was actually kind of comforting. When I was in high school, I decided to go into the dental field, and my teacher was both a missionary and a dental assistant who taught and wrote books. So she inspired me to go in this dental field, and I really thought I would become a missionary. Well, God is, he's very patient, because 20-some-odd years later, I finally fulfilled, even though it was only 8 days, that thing that God wanted me to do. I felt that was his will for me. I'm a little slow, but that's okay. He's very devoted to us and loves us, and that was a very, really awesome thing. Florentine, it was really wonderful to get to work with him because he was a devoted brother in the dental field and as well a devoted brother in Christ. So you have this bond. So he was patient with us, and he was patient with the patients, and we did a lot of dentistry under really odd circumstances with dirt floors. And we still had a spit cup. It was a red bucket with wire, so you still got to experience that whole dental feeling. But I'd like to just thank all of you for the support and the love. We felt it there, and we also felt it through the village. It was amazing to see these people who had so little, but their love for God was so great. And when we got ready to leave, they did a really short service and just prayed for us. And they're amazing. They start their prayers, one of them, and they all pray out loud at the same time different things. But you could pretty much understand by the end of the week what they were praying. And they really, it's amazing for them as you stop and think about it, they're praying for us. As much as we have here, they pray for us and they think about us. And they really were grateful, even though, like we said, we may not know if we made a huge impact. It was a really wonderful time. And I will continue to pray for them in La Gomera. And I, again, thank you so much for your support.